A week of life lessons on Kennedy Malloy. Hamish Blake has taught his boy Sonny about the sneaky stop at the pub on the way home from kinder.
I've taught Sonny the phrase one off the wood, right? And so now Sonny will go, Dad, do we have time for one off the wood?
That's hilarious.
However, recently Hamish hasn't been able to get Sonny his regular soda water and cranberry juice.
You can't get cranberry at our particular pub. And then the guy looks at me and goes, hey, no one does anymore.
We've got heaps. I'm in aged care and we have
heaps of it. It's not as exciting to say to Sonny, do you want to go and have one off the wood at Shady Oaks?
We learnt from Mick what qualities he finds appealing in a future wife.
The Australian supermodel has gone berserk on the plane.
Yes, I read that.
Got drunk, slapped a female flight attendant and tried to kick someone else in the balls.
And then take her clothes off.
And then take her clothes off. That's not the ideal first date. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what is.
Jane taught us never to put our kids in a ball pit ever again.
Evidence of vomit, feces, urine, visible dirt, 8 forms of bacteria that can cause illnesses such as stomach bugs, urinary tract infections, and sepsis.
That is the same findings for my couch.
And Mick taught us how he chooses his side of the bed with a new partner.
There's no paperwork, Jane. We don't sign
clinical.
A disclaimer
and
get our agents in to strike up a deal. Yeah, you're just, well, you're lucky if you get to the bed in the first place. But as a gentleman and someone who's been to finishing school...
Dave Thornton taught his mum how to use Uber.
We get to the destination, bless her cotton socks, she's 70. She opens the purse, she's like rifling through the money. She goes, how are we going to pay him? And I go, no, run. And what's the blood just trained from her face?
And we learned all about one of Mick's life ambitions.
I want to be involved in one of those obesity packages they show on the telly where they cut off your head. You know where he's... So I'll do a story about obesity. He's got pictures of fat guys' stomachs.
Or if it's a fat kid, it's always pixelation, generally.
Oh, and it's at a playground and they're not playing sport. They're just walking around with their hands in their pocket.
Jane taught us that in the case of Meghan Markle, pregnancy isn't an excuse.
I'm sick of people who are pregnant made out to be saints. A bitch is still a bitch.
Boy!
It's true.
I just think it gives you immunity for a little while, doesn't it?
No.
Give us a call if you're heavily pregnant.
And you're still a bitch.
And when it comes to pregnancy, we learned that Mick is the one who's ready to take responsibility for it.
A male birth control pill has passed the first stage of rigorous safety trials.
You're going to remember to take one for 28 days in a row, are you?
The way to get men to take them is you put them on a bar like beer nuts. You just woof
grab a handful.
That's like giving medication to dogs. You have to wrap it in a bit of ham or something.
Yeah. Jane taught us all a maths lesson.
22, that's pretty long in the tooth. What's that? That's like a...
horsey years.
Horsey years, that's getting up there.
It is about Camilla's age.
Glenn Robbins has learned his lesson about sharing a room with Mick on a boys' golf trip.
Glenn went to bed early.
I've done the old stumble in.
To get to the balcony, you have to walk past Glenn's bed. And so Glenn woke up in the middle of the night and Mick was standing at the end of the bed smoking in the nude.
We learned what women over 50 don't talk about.
Menopause or something like that. That's not what women talk about.
No.
It must be on your mind. It's got to be.
I will let you know when it happens to me in the future.
Please don't.
Don't worry. I have a feeling you'll know about it.
And NASA learnt that they should send more than one female-sized spacesuit if they want an all-female spacewalk.
I'm so angry about it.
But all that's at stake is... don't walk together.
You've had your little victories over the years with all the men doing the walks together. Oh, nobody likes it when it's two women out there in space. Oh, well.
Hey, that's the end of space. That's why we men went to space.
That's right. Get away.
How dare you? How dare you?
But the most important lesson we learnt this week, that Jane getting emotional reading a heroic dog story is immensely funny.
Threw herself in front of the kids and took the bullets. And the dog died.
Oh, Jane. Mick. Oh, my God. I don't know whether to laugh or cry either.
Okay, we better take a break.